Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask Your Angels. This is Mary Lou, host and, one of the hosts of Ask Your Angels, which is an interactive call-in show. Right away, our topic today is coping with the holidays, and I want to first of all introduce my co-host, Pamela Renee. Are you there?
Hi, Mary Lou. Yeah.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Nancy.
Is Nancy there?
Hello.
Hi, Nancy. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. This is our guest today, Nancy Meyer, and Nancy is runs a company called, well, I call it anyway, it's your Main Street Angel company. And first of all, let me give out some phone numbers. All three of us are intuitives. We all work with angels, and we would welcome any calls, especially now that the holidays are here, and maybe you have a concern, something that's going on with you before or during the holiday season. This is our specialty, kind of working through the Christmas season with a lot of people. Let me give some phone numbers. Station 1 in the U.S. only is 877-876-5227. In the U.S. and Canada, on Station 1, we have 888-815-9756. On Station 2, we have 888-228-4494. And for the worldwide listeners, if you're in a foreign country and you have a question to ask the angels, you're more than welcome to call 877-489-6350. This is our first show where we're opening up both Station 1 and Station 2 and also worldwide callers. So we hope that some of you, no matter where you're listening, no matter where you live, no matter what's going on in your life, just know that your angels and guides are surrounding you, protecting you, and helping you. Pamela, how have you been? I'm going to try and talk to Pamela for just a second here.
Pamela? Doing good. I just got back from working on doing Reiki on a client, which is great.
Oh, that's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about what you do, Pamela.
Well, I'm a Reiki master teacher, and I also infuse the Reiki energy into rocks that are heated, and then I put those rocks on the client that are incensed or incinerated with Reiki energy. And then I continue on doing the Reiki session. So then the energy goes deep within the person, and then I'm also doing, you know, around the body and the head. And that's really healing and soothing for especially stress or emotional issues and problems.
Right.
And intuitive readings.
What type of readings do you do, intuitive readings?
Angel card readings, and I also channel.
Okay.
So that's... I get listen to my guides and for intuitive reading, and then channeling. I normally channel the other person or other client's spirit guides.
Now, are you working anywhere here in the Phoenix area?
I work out of the Rainbow from Heaven store, which is in Tempe, University and Rural in Arizona, and then also out of my home, which is in Green Creek, Arizona.
Yes, I understand you're also continuing your studies in acupressure, is it?
Yeah, I'm still I'm in school at SWEHA, and I'm doing acupressure. And then I also have a website that's up.
What is your website?
www.allthatishealing.net.
Okay.
And my phone number is 480-695-7783.
Oh, that's great. Well, Pamela, you know, I love having you as a co-host because you're so intuitive and right on with the people that call in. So I want to thank you very much.
Well, I enjoy being with you, Mary Lou.
Well, I want to tell you, within 2 weeks, we're going to be setting up our topic page so that every week before our show, you can go online and you can to bbsradio.com, and you will be able to see what show is on. You know, we will have a schedule for the month, what shows are on, what the topics are, and what our who our guest is. I would like to once again welcome Nancine onto our show. Nancine, we've kind of worked before on KXAM radio here in Phoenix, and that was a lot of fun. Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what your company, Main Street Angel.
Say again. I'm not. You went out on me for a minute. Say
oh, can
again,
you
please.
Hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you okay now.
Okay.
I'm
glad you're all right there. We've got like a 4 or 5 way system going now because
okay.
we're
right.
going out all over the world
now?
Today.
Why me?
Huh?
Is there a question you are asking me right now?
Yeah, just tell me a little bit about your company, Main Street Angel.
Well, my company emanates from me, and I like to think foremost I'm a spiritual teacher. I am angel, clairvoyant, and medium. I combine that with my many, many years experience in business and as a business owner. So I created Main Street Angel, and through it, I produce customized events that help people put more spirit in their home, in their love life, in their business. And then personally, I act as a psychic guide and coach to individuals.
Well, you talk about teaching spiritual law. Are those classes that you give online or in people's homes, or do you work at a particular location?
I'm not doing online courses at this time. It's, again, getting to know your spirit. For me, staying online is distracting. So in the home, some I produce on my own, which are ticketed events. Other times people host their own and I customize them for them. Sometimes it's as simple as an angel party in your home. And sometimes, you know, I combine my efforts with people such as you and Pamela. So
right.
It's really quite flexible, and I think that's the way spirit should be.
Yeah.
What do you mean by an angel party? That's a neat idea. What
an angel party, well, you bring your angels. It's like you know, you call my guides, I'll call your guides. You bring your angels, I'll bring mine. We'll have a party.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
That's really how it happens. However, of course, it's for people who say, well, I want to talk to my angels, or can you see them? I want to see mine. And so some of it, the way we approach it, is a little bit of informational. Oftentimes, I'll work with an associate, and they'll do some individual readings for people while I'm still sharing some of the explanatory and giving you a chance to take a stab at it. So, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds great. And then you also talk about living in the sixth sense. You mean like the movie The Sixth Sense, or like just using our ability?
Well, for our listeners, and because I know the two of you already know, I certainly want everybody to know there's no one breathing, and that's a good time to say pause and take a breath.
Sounds good.
Everyone is sixth sensory.
Pardon me?
Everyone is sixth sensory. There are six senses. There's no argument around, up, down, side, around it. The only difference between perhaps audience members and you, Pam, me, is that we're practicing it regularly. It means that we recognize that there are six senses and the six shall be the first.
And what do you give the sixth sense a title, or do you just call it the sixth sense? I mean, is it like ESP or intuition?
Sixth sensory is being out of the physical. I think that's the simplest way for listeners to understand. It's knowing your spirit. I mean, we're talking about holidays today and
right.
and people getting stressed out. And the number one tip I give is get to know your spirit, and then you can alleviate the stress and entertain it. I can't tell any individual what their spirit is. I can tell you what it's not. Your spirit is not your mind. It's not your personality. It's not your story. And guess what? It's not even the product of some family. Your spirit.
So what is the spirit?
Is an eternally
then?
Divine essence.
Okay.
It's your glorious energy in motion. And everything in our world has energy. And that's why we sometimes feel dragged down. We're getting in an energy field where we're not paying attention to where we're taking our spirit. And it's like, you know, having little Velcro balls on you. Other people's energy might be
right.
a place.
Hey, Nancy, how would someone start to get to know their, you know, divine essence if they've never tried it before?
You want to start by understanding, it's not, I don't have a picture board in front of me. You go in your little full length mirror there and acknowledge and love yourself and your beautiful body, and all bodies are beautiful. And then in your mind's eye, that would be your imagination, because yes, it's true, see that you actually extend out and on and on. Some people extend 100 feet out into what you cannot see. We call that our energy field. That's a whole course in itself, and you know that, Pam.
Yeah.
And your aura, and there's layers of the aura, but we are beings of energy. So number one, you accept it. I always tell people, see yourself as a wonderful, expanding little egg, colorful, vibrating, and know that that energy is here. A way to validate it is I think you'll be able to visualize this even on air. If you stand up and ground yourself and then put both arms out, please. Put one palm up and one palm down. And then very quickly with me, we're going to open and shut the hand 12 times. So it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Shake it off like you're shaking bells up there. And reverse, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A breath.
Wow.
And then...
That feels great.
Then face your palms to each other and play that energy game, you know, like the accordion, pulling in and out. That revitalizes your energy field. And you'll also feel it. You go, my gosh, I'm not even touching my other palm, and I feel something there. And as you practice these little things, you feel it more and more. So going back to your question, Pam, it's acknowledging I am energy. I am energy. I am a light being. We all are.
Yeah, that's good.
Secondly, let me give out these phone numbers again. This is great stuff, Nancine.
Get to know your spirit by giving it a name.
Oh, really? You mean your spirit
now,
guide?
Again,
or your,
no one else can
spirit.
Tell you what your spirit is. Here's something that I use with people. You have to give the time, as with anything, whether we learn to ride a bike, play a piano, or, you know, understand the people at AOL. You have to give it time. So you want to think of the signs of the earth in the sense of wind, water, air, fire, and
mm-hmm.
and maybe play with it for a while. What kind of spirit am I? Maybe a combination of 1, 2, or all four. By that I mean fire is passion. Watery spirits are a little more emotional, just kind of, you love me, you know, and sometimes they get, that's where the weakness is, getting involved in others' emotions. People of the earth or the soil, the spirit part, it's a very grounded, a lot of our indigo children are warrior grounded spirits. And
right.
Again, it's something that you want to finish the sentence, not I am. Dance around in your room and sing and say, I am, I am, I am, and feel it. Spirit is movement. It's feeling. It's not filling in the blank. I am a nice person. I am a sad person. I am.
You just
it's
are.
Like, yippee-yay, I am.
I am.
And you get in touch with that.
Let me give these phone numbers. On Station 1 in U.S. only, we have 877-876-5227. In the U.S. and Canada, we have 888-815-9756. On Station 2, we have 888-228-4494. And our international telephone number is 877-489-6350. This is an interactive show. This is live, and we do take callers. If you have any questions about your guides, your spirit, we would love to talk with you. If you need any messages today from your angels, we will be happy to give them to you. Nancine, that was great. Well, you know, we're trying to talk about a little bit about the stress with Christmas, you know, and what can happen during the Christmas holidays. Especially, I think it always starts like this week or next week when the company starts arriving. And, you know, time just seems to get less and less. You know, we have less and less time before the holiday. Can you give us any suggestions on how to cope?
breathing is foremost.
Okay, breathe.
You don't breathe.
All right.
But again, this is why if you can give a little time to get to know your spirit, you'll know how to entertain it. Go outside. Take a walk outside if you're in your office or at your kitchen table writing too many cards. And even though it starts out from a point of love, your spirit's gone out to lunch there. And you can tell this very easily. I mean, I love to see people say, where's the practical tool, Nancy? Folks, guys too, not just girls, get yourself a little mirror. Carry it in your pocket. Do what I call mirror check. If you're and symptoms are you're feeling fatigued, you're feeling a little bit irritable, you're feeling rushed, mirror check and take a look. If you don't see that sparkle in your eyes,
right.
Your spirit went out to lunch. So
what about if your complexion is kind of, you know, pale or there's, you know, you're, like you say, maybe you just have circles under your eyes. Do you know what I mean? You know, you look, like you say, you're tired. What can
somebody
do?
Well, you might be tired.
Rest
certainly is important.
Pardon me?
You may be tired. Rest certainly is important.
Okay.
But I think that, let's say you're driving in the car. Let's keep it for folks where you're driving in the car and you've got this to do. And you're in what we call a mind loop. And also for our listeners, being practical, that's rather dangerous. I don't know where everyone lives, but I certainly know where I live. It's dangerous to be driving and thinking, you know, and checking off your mental list and thinking about if you're going to get 12 things done. And the way we stop the mind loop that it won't stop and get you in the present moment, which in this example is driving.
Yes.
Focus on something singular in front of you. Such as the steering wheel.
Okay.
And you only look at its perimeter. It's round. You may follow it around and then say it out loud. Steering wheel. If you're standing in line in a store, we're going to move over there.
Okay.
And you're impatient because the line is long and somebody is doing exchange, whatever.
Right.
Find something to focus on. Perhaps a square box is an easy example, and only look at the box and look at it's square, it has edges, box.
Okay.
When we do this, when we focus on items and only look at their perimeter and then say it and then do another one, it breaks the mind loop and brings you in the present moment. And then you want to breathe again.
So it's important to just focus on one thing. Is that how you see it? You know, pick something and
just
focus
bringing,
on it?
We live in a multitasking world. That's
right.
Holistic people and everyday business people alike. But sometimes this has to do with stressing oneself, or as you hear your friends say to you, gee, why do you put so much on your plate?
Right.
And if you notice, we all get a little bit angry when people ask us that. That's because they've hit a button. There's some love there saying, why don't you slow it down? Why didn't, basically, that's what we're saying to one another, take a breath. Another thing integral to all of this is have the courage to take a look at your giving and receiving. Where is it emanating from? I find many times, you ever notice we make these little piles of gifts for people, and I go, let me look and go, I've got two boxes for Pamela and only one for Mary Lou.
We have a
caller,
Nancy.
And even
Nancy,
those piles and all that.
Are you there,
and
Nancy?
It's coming from competition. Giving
Nancy?
Is coming from competition. Giving sometimes comes from guilting. Giving sometimes comes
just
from
a minute. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello there.
Hi, caller. May
hello.
I have your name, please?
My name is Brian.
Brian.
Brian? Hi, Brian. What's the month and day of your birth?
The month is April, and the day is the 10th.
Okay. How can we help you today? Do you have a question for us or for Nancine?
I had a question for all of you.
Okay.
I just had this question. I just wanted to see what your take was on it. My question is, out in my backyard, I found a circular indention in our grass in the backyard. It was about 5 to 6 feet across, where the grass kind of doesn't really grow that high in the circle. It's like a big circle. And I was wondering from the angels or spirit guides, I was wondering, it looked like something was laying there, it was heavy, something had to be very heavy to make that indention in the ground.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what is this?
Well, do you think it's still in there? Whatever it is, it's still in the ground, I think.
It's nothing sitting there or anything. Nothing's covering it. It's just like a, you know, like the crop circles?
Right.
But this is not a crop.
Like
it's like in the grass. Yes.
Now, is this in your backyard?
Like, yes. But it's really, it's like 5 or 6 feet across in diameter.
Mm.
And I was wondering, what could this be? Could have been like maybe an etheric ship landed? Could it be the fairies? I was just liking to know what kind of force.
Oh, hello, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I think that you probably, hold on just a minute. We have another caller, but I don't think I can bring that. Caller, please stay online. Don't hang up. We'll be with you in just a moment. Pamela, do you have anything for Brian?
Brian, is this the first time you've ever seen this, or has it been? Have you seen it before where you've lived?
No, this is the first time in my area.
Where do you live?
Indiana.
Indiana.
And it's cold there, right? Isn't it really snowy and cold there now?
Oh, yes, yes. Right now it is.
See,
yes.
I think more is coming. I pick up there are going to be more of these in your area. Nancine, are you there?
I'm hearing one. You're very safe. It is an erratic upheaval of the soil. It's nothing that has landed on it. And I'm hearing that, you know, the elementals, those are the spirit guides in the world of energy that care for the earth, are really trying to bring a point across, not necessarily you alone, that, hello, let's do more for the earth. The upheaval is directly related to a toxicity. So I don't know if you are near where there are plants, plants meaning not living plants, meaning factories that are dumping or doing things. But yes, it is extraordinary that here it is. It also means that you have an elemental connection, and those guides are saying, hey, Dan, can you do something about this? It's no surprise to all of us the earth is suffering. When you're going into the year 2008, folks, and people are still throwing paper out their auto windows,
yeah.
Mother Earth's crying.
I know.
So the elementals are seeking out everyone that they think is ready to help, and that's what I hear on that. So I wouldn't be so concerned about it being there as taking a little quiet time with your guides, your angels, or just simply your spirit saying, what can I do? And show me, universe. And then leave it out
yeah,
there.
Someone,
go ahead, Brian.
Someone said it could be a fairy circle. But I wouldn't know.
Well, fairy circles do exist, and you can't mm-hmm. see them when there's grass. You know, it's once it's winter time, and the plants and flowers have gone dormant, sometimes mm-hmm. you can see fairy circles. That is true. But I agree with Nancine. I think this is something from the earth. What do you think, Pamela?
I think it's just the universe telling Brian to step up, kind of like Nancine's saying,
yeah.
And do what he wants to do. I mean, there's a heart yearning that he wants to do, and that this is a sign that he needs to, you know, step in and do something.
Yeah, I think it's time for you to figure out what your calling is, Brian, and what you can do to help. It'd be interesting to find what your house is built, this history of your home, and the land that it was built on.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was Native American energy.
Right. I think it'd be really good to find...
And what's going on with recycling in your neighborhood?
Everything's okay. I mean, we have a road in the very back, kind of next to the backyard. A lot of people throw their trash out there, so I can understand that.
Well, if there's a Native American connection...
Be a voice in the wilderness.
Yeah, and like Nancine says, this could be a little bit of a rebellion type thing.
Yes, yes.
Take some peace.
All right, well,
I think it's a good thing, Brian. You've been blessed, really.
Yes, I was wondering that.
Yes.
I have some good spirits around me.
Because if there's anyone that can help, it's you.
That's true. That's true.
Well, I hope we've helped you.
Yes, you have. And you ladies have a wonderful and happy, Merry Christmas.
Well, the angels have spoken,
Brian,
and
Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Ask Your Angels.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Hey, that was great. Are you guys there?
Yeah,
we are.
That was incredible. You know, Oh, we're getting another caller, so let's go in. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. May I have your name, please?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy, may I have the month and day of your birth?
November 7th.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment for us today?
Yes, I was wondering if the angels had anything to say to me, because I have so much going on in my life, and I need all the help I can get and all the protection I can get.
Okay, and your birthday's November 7th?
Yes.
Well, is there something about 11-7, you guys, Nancine and Pamela? 11-7?
Well, 11 is indicative the doors are open. What I'm hearing it being open is walk in to the belief that you deserve. Okay, when you're keeping yourself stuck in that energy, there's so much going on, and I need all the help I can get. It's pulling down on your energy. Do some of those things we were talking about. Shake your hands. You know what? You can go to also folks out there. Shake it out of your energy, if you will. You know, go get some a package of what do they call them? Great Northern beans, and make a little rattle. Get it off of you.
Yeah.
Walk around when you're shopping. Just get all the gunk out of your aura there, because I'm hearing for you. You know, you're saying I need all the help I can get, and it's because somewhere there's messaging I don't deserve. This is a time of not only giving, practice receiving, and you're going to see how you're going to expand. Take something. Open those little hands, if you will, and just imagine, just like snowflakes or grains of sand falling into your hands. You have to be willing to receive, and all of these messages the three of us share end up being really for all of us, including the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Develop a willingness to receive, and you will. And begin each day by saying, you know, your expectations. I expect a great day today, universe. I'll let you decide how to bring it to me.
Try
that mantra.
Pamela, do you have any messages for Sandy?
I pulled three cards. Here's what they say. What do you desire right now? Visualize it, and it will come about. Negativity will block your progress. So they're definitely telling you what you want is can happen. You just have to make sure you put the power and energy into desiring it and visualize it and not wanting it or sending out negative, oh, it might not happen, it couldn't happen. You know, you got to be positive about it. And the next card is, you are at the end of the cycle of your life. Call upon the angels to comfort you and to guide you to your next step. Happiness awaits you now. So that's all you have to do is look for the happiness and it shall be there. And the last card is, as you honor and follow the guidance of your heart, prosperity is coming to you now. So those are all great cards. It sounds like you know you can do it, but you doubt yourself more than anything. So then you don't.
Yeah, because I have a lot of people trying to get me. I mean, I'm in a court situation, and it's a very terrible. I mean, I'm like being just pushed down and like alone and fighting for my very life. I feel like.
But you're not never alone. You are never alone. I understand how you feel that you are alone, but you're never alone. And really, it says a great outcome is going to come for you. So you just have to believe and trust in yourself. Trust in your truth. Don't worry about anybody else's truth.
Work with Archangel Raguel to heal the relationship.
Right.
And then
totally
move away. Yeah. Move away.
Yeah, my message for you, Sandy, is just what Nancine, it's Archangel Raphael. It's all about healing and to let you know that maybe, is there any of this, the things that are happening to you now, is there any of this from your, that's like things from the past are still following you around, you know what I mean?
Yes, and they're not just letting me move on. They're just like
right.
trying to take everything I have where I'm just going to be totally destitute, totally. And I haven't done anything to deserve this, and I'm so scared.
Are we talking about real people in your life?
Pardon?
Are we speaking of real people in your life or people that have died?
I'm talking about my ex-husband. I mean, I'm concentrating on the good in my life because I have a wonderful person helping me, and I try to concentrate on this person because that's where my joy and happiness come from. So I keep trying to push the other stuff away where all your friends are wanting to know what's going on, and it brings it back up. And,
right.
And then it gets you all back into that situation again where you're trying to get away from it all the time just to survive it, you know.
A couple of things positive. In the morning you want to have, make a mantra for that when you look. I remember you begin by looking in your eyes and saying your name, I love you. I love you, I love you. And then you want to begin saying, I decide. Also work with the goddess Bridget, B-R-I-G-I-T.
Okay.
Bridget's motto is don't back down. And you know you've got a little bit of wishy-washy going on. And please work with the goddess Maat, M-A-A-T. That's the goddess of fairness. We don't ever want to get on that teeter-totter of I'm right, he's wrong, she's wrong. So let it go. And that's the same thing, you know, imagine holding on to whatever it is hurting you in a fist and then hold it as long as you need. Get a kitchen timer. Ding, I'm
right.
done. And let it go. And I just want to say, Mary Lou, I was speaking of Archangel Raguel.
Oh, Raguel.
R-A-G-U-E-L.
Okay.
It's an excellent archangel for working with people. I always turn it over and say, look, I'm at this impasse, for instance, here with my ex-husband. Meaning for
you say Raphael,
Sandra. And
well, Raphael is the angel is for healing. This one
and what?
This is Raguel.
How do you spell that?
R H E U E L.
Yeah, it's a little bit different spelling.
And you know what? For all our listeners there, you wanna love yourself and not make anything we share a study course. You know, then it becomes medicine work. Just simply. Say, you know, I was listening to these ladies and one of you archangels out there works with relationships, so I want you to work on it. Thank you. They love thank you just like we do. I always get up in the morning and say, thank you,
I
angel.
Do talk to them out in the air when no one's around.
Thank you,
angel.
I let them in
good.
Stores.
Keep talking.
And by the way, newsflash, it must be coming through for some of our listeners somewhere at this time of year when you are distracted and you are hurrying around or you have relationship issues and it's distracting you. Archangel Shamuel, never leave home without him. He handles so that your things aren't lost. But you got to develop listening. You might hear, ooh, don't put your wallet in there. You got to develop a listening power, too. I never leave home without him.
Pamela sees a positive outcome to this, and so do I. What do you think, Nancy? What do you think an outcome can be for her? You know, in the final analysis of what's happening with her now for 2008. Do you see?
Well, it's going to be for a little while till you practice. And I don't mean practicing with the person, okay? The entanglement, particularly primary ex-husband and those other people around them, they're throwing out to you, I'm seeing a bone, they're holding something over on you. And it's going to be you coming to a point of loving yourself, and the rest will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Loving yourself
like
so that you say no. Many people, and if there are any people out there listening that engage in, and I think we all probably have at some lifetime, abusive relationships, coworkers, spouses, lovers, whatever. You have to identify it and say, you know, I'm done. And all that I need is within.
We hope we've helped you, Sandy.
Yes, you have. Thank you.
Happy holidays to you. And,
happy
you
holidays
know, keep
to
up
you
the
guys.
Good work. I think you're going to hopefully see some light and, you know, at the end of this soon.
I'd like to tell Sandy. I'm hoping on it. I'm planning on it.
Okay,
thank
Pamela,
you.
I've got one more thing for you, Sandy.
Know that this is just an experience. Don't get all caught up into it. You know what I'm saying? Just to see it as from an outside point, that it's just an experience, and you can just go through with it instead of being feeling like you're getting torn down like a tornado. Because then it's not so hard. It's just an experience, and you'll let it go. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.
Hey, Sandy.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was great. Sometimes we get so caught up in something that it has a power of its own.
Yeah, do we have another caller, Mary Lou?
Do we have a caller there? Hello? I didn't hear the beep.
Okay.
Just bells. I'm hearing bells. I wanted to talk about... once again, we were talking about the holidays, and these are some great great advice for the callers today, you guys. Did you hear that? It sounded like a beep, huh? Is there a caller? Hello? Nope. Okay, what can we tell people that do just get caught up in this energy of trying to please everybody and, you know, buying the perfect gift for each person and stretching our budget to the max? Do you guys have any advice for this, Nancy?
Well, so like my favorite workshop, move over, please, you're in your way. I mean,
yeah.
Action is the key word. First of all, we're all supposed to be drinking half our physical weight in ounces of water daily. Let me, that
wow.
bears repeating, half your physical weight.
You're kidding, really?
In ounces. So
a lot of water.
A person that weighs approximately 130 pounds, I think that's an average weight, at least I think for ladies, that's, what, 65 ounces of water. It renews your spirit. You'll feel better. You'll let go of it. You won't even notice the need for other addictions, including shopping. So water is one. Food. While you're running around shopping. The closer your food is to the source, the more energy. So as hard as it is being in the malls, try to either bring your own little lunch pack with or choose something healthful. There's a lot of great green drinks out there. And though a lot of people are probably listening to going, they're really delectable.
Well, everybody's
they'll
into
fill you up more than
rum punch, you know.
Pardon
everybody's
me?
Having their... their holiday drinks, right?
I'll have some green punch then. Put a little. Also, one thing that I've always told people is, please take the shopping angels with you. Angels work by occupation.
Yeah.
And they'll lead you directly to the item. Here, I found a great. My God, I think it was a triple discounted purse for a niece of mine. But again, you just want to, you know, if you get that little nudge that says, hey, over here, and take a look-see. And what we normally
heard
do,
about
we can find
angel?
All these gifts in lickety-split that we want within the budget, but normally we get in, the ego gets into this comparison. Yeah, that was nice,
right.
But that would be too easy. So, okay, I'll come back to that. And what happens, audience? It's gone.
What about all the money we spend? Sometimes... you know, we just, our budget seems to get bigger and bigger every year with the money that we have to put out on. Because, you know, some of these electronic gifts are quite expensive, you know. And people just seem to be asking for bigger, more expensive items for Christmas, you know. It's really, I have a relative in my family who wants one of those iPhones. And I guess if you're lucky, you might be able to find one for $300, you know. So...
well, then we're getting
like
into the energy of the commercial world, but I think it's not so much if you don't have, it's if you don't wish, do not do. If you don't wish, do not do. And honor yourself. If you have someone who said, I'd like a cell phone or an iPhone, honor yourself. I wouldn't honor the lack and say, I can't afford that, because this is a rich universe. And if you wish to give someone an iPhone, the universe will provide. It will provide the resources to do that. But I think at essence is we're running around that's coming from a different point of giving, of wanting to be a pleaser, you see, wanting to someone say, what a great person, oh, what a generous person. And it has nothing to do with I wish.
How many of us have shopped with a friend or a relative and bought something a little, like, I don't know, a kitchen utensil of some kind and got the giggles over it? Because I was in spirit, and I wish to give you this melon baller, you see?
Well, sometimes that just happens. You know, you just want
to
get
I'm going to tell you, because I didn't get to share with people. Anyone who still has a problem with this, either visit my website, Main Street Angel, or call me up and make an appointment, 623-544-3304.
That sounds great.
And we'll get you on your shopping way. But if you can't do it this year, I'm not going anywhere. Neither are the girls. But then take the shopping angels with. And
well,
don't
you
be
know,
so stubborn. We're all so stubborn. I'm not going to buy that. And another thing is fear that, well, if I don't get that for Mary Lou, Pamela will, and then I'll look. You see, it's that self-appraisal. And
right.
As much fun as it is, those are all very...
ego.
Well,
yeah, it is ego.
They're just very demoralizing points of giving. So fill in the blank. I wish, and if it is something, again, we want to honor this abundant universe, if with all your heart you wish to give $100 to your favorite charity, that is my wish right now, and I've got that out there to the universe. Well, like, wow, okay, I'm going to trust the universe. You provide it to me because I've already got someone that I'd like to give it to. I wish to give it, not I've gotta.
Right. Yeah.
And that's another thing right now at giving that upsets people. It's true that many a charitable organization, many an envelope is on your table. It's okay to say, I decide. It's okay to say, you know, here's the question. Did I ask for this? People are sending you things, calendars, address labels. And what are we doing? Oh, I better put at least $10 in an envelope. Is it something you wish? Is it something you support? No, it's guilt giving. So try to identify the place from where you're giving.
I think you have to make judgments on what, not a judgment call in terms of judgment, but you have to make a decision on what are the charities that are important to you. And then that's it.
I think you should give from your heart. If it's not from your heart, then it's just from your mind and that's ego.
Yeah, if it's not resonating, if it doesn't, you know, give you a thrill. But again, for shopping for the relatives, which is where we've left everybody before we get into the
right.
Take the shopping angels with. Notice your place of giving and read a lot if you're afraid, oh, if I buy this, you know, and it's not what they put on their list. You know, I have a niece who uses the expression, if you don't mind, I think I'll be creative this year.
I think that's
now,
a great
really
idea.
In her spirit, you see.
Yeah.
No one argues. Who would argue with any of our listeners if you said, oh, I'd love to get you that iPhone, Mary Lou. If you don't mind, I'm trying to be creative this year.
Okay. See, I
don't
go right along with it.
Say you?
I guess I won't get that iPhone. I'll get it some other way.
Yeah, well, maybe next year, you know,
yeah.
I'll be out there for
if
you.
I'm,
this,
if
is
I'm
a,
lucky.
This is a commercial announcement for Mary Lou. She would like an iPhone.
Yeah, well, actually, if one of my relatives wants one, I don't
know. You never
know.
Maybe there's an iPhone person, a manufacturer listening, and, and they'll give you one on a trial basis just to get their name out there, huh?
Sure, whatever works. I guess we could recite our Christmas list. It's funny. I'm going to give these phone numbers one more time. We got just a few minutes left. Station 1 is 877-876-5227. Station 2 is 888-228-4494. In the U.S. or Canada, we have 888-815-9756. And for any international callers outside of the U.S. and Canada, we have 877-489-6350. You know, I also want to talk about my website, which is www.trustyourangels.com. You can email me at mlc192@aol.com. And we welcome any emails. If you have a question and you feel kind of shy or you don't want to really talk on the radio, you're more than welcome to email us, and we will be happy to. We will not mention your name. We might say an initial or something. We'll be happy to answer your email on the phone, or on the show, rather, on the radio show. Next time we meet, we're on twice a month. It's going to be the Christmas show. And as far as I know, I think there will be a show. We will be on the regular time if you look in your station one. And this is going to be a little Christmas celebration of that day. I know a lot of people will be traveling. They may not be home. But we're still going to have some sort of Christmas show that day. Although I'm sure a lot of people are going to do archives, you know.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know exactly how or what or when this is going to happen, but that's what we're working on now. You know, starting actually in January, it's all about New Year's resolutions. Our future shows for the whole month of January are going to be basically working on that. Pamela will be my co-host. We're going to be having guests coming in, and we're working on the, I'm going to tell you now, but there will be a topic page on the on the bbsradio.com starting soon, and we're going to be having, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions, aren't we, Pamela?
We are.
And then we're going to basically be working on, I'm getting another call.
What spells are those?
Then we're going to be talking on, we're going to be talking with Alan Wilkes, who's written Angelic Wisdom from England. He will be our guest, and we're also going to be working on New Year's resolutions, and because the year 2008 is all about fresh starts and the new, because it's a 1 year. Nancine, can you give us your information again about your website and phone numbers, please?
It is Main Street Angel. All you need to do to recall it is think of Main Street.
Is it .com or?
MainStreetAngel.com.
Okay.
And you can reach me at 623-544-3304. That is in Arizona.
Okay. And Pamela, what about your website?
It's www.allthatishealing.net. And then my phone number, which is an Arizona phone number, is 480-695-7783.
Okay, because the next show we'll be doing will be Christmas Day, do either one of you have some thoughts on how we can, you know, bring Christmas more into our lives from the angle of being the more spiritual? Is there anything we can do in our homes to make Christmas more spiritual?
Well, I think making a sacred place or space for yourself is important, a breathing place, and to each person it will be personal what you bring into it. We call them altars in this world. Not so much as in our church and synagogue buildings, but altars, meaning tables of things that resonate with us, that nourish us. That's certainly one way of making a spiritual place for every day, not just these holidays. A breathing place where you can go and take a few minutes, where you can set your intention on what you want to happen in your day and visualize it.
And I think we all should remember that we all are spirits, you know, and become into our own spirit and just be quiet sometimes. But, I mean, silence the world for a little bit and get in touch with your own inner spirit. That's the way we can be more spiritual, is to be more our true self.
What about children? How can we infuse into our children the real meaning of Christmas?
Well, not by buying them everything.
Right. How can we get that? You know, but that's pretty hard this time of year. There's catalogs.
You know,
magazines, television.
When I was a single mom, I had two sons, and I only allowed them to have two gifts. And then one of them they got to pick out, and the other one I picked out. It's just boundaries. And that's the way it was when they were children and they're young adults. That's just how it was. I've always had boundaries. Kids without boundaries, you know, they run amok. So you can't teach them what you don't practice. If you're not practicing spirituality in your home, then how do you expect to teach your children not to be, you know, commercial?
This is a great time for going back to family talks at the dinner table, playing games together, and making up your own games, you know. You can ask each other, what is your spirit like? You know, there's two different sentences. My spirit is, my personality is. Some people will say, my personality is shy. I'm quiet, yet my spirit is loud and has to live. So, and
right.
Children love those kind of games. One of the things about the season, and you know that when you feel happy about having things accomplished, is the word live and live. It's spelled the same way. Live is the operative word. Get away from all the TV programs, even if they are holiday movies, the theaters. Go where there's live music, painting, dancing, laughing, a mountain somewhere, those of you on the west and east coast, snowtop mountains, ocean, somewhere where your spirit can be loud. And your children will love you, for they too have this need.
Wow, that's beautiful. And what about drinking and driving or overindulgence? What can we tell our listeners about overindulgence?
It numbs the spirit.
Well, they call them spirits, you know. Have you ever noticed that?
I think that,
yeah.
As we take the stance of some of our beloved associates in churches and all, drink is everyone's choice. I think you want to know if it's making you feel better or, again, as Pam says, you're deadening your spirit. And I think it's saying, you know, I'm a little out of sorts, and acknowledging I'm deadening my spirit with this, but loving yourself, saying, okay, I'll deal with it tomorrow or whenever. Insofar as driving, the only responsible thing to do is to get a ride, call a cab, stay off the roads.
Yes. I think that we all have to be careful this time of year. I think it's all about gratitude and counting our blessings. So we have a few minutes left. Nancine, I want to really thank you for being a guest on our show. You're a delight.
Thank you, Nancy.
We just love you, and your website is mainstreetangel.com. And can you tell us anything about the blessings that you wish for our listeners?
I wish for each of you to know the difference between walking through life and living through life. Get into the motion and out of the rotation.
Mm.
Have an adventure. Adventure can be anything, and you do have time. When you're in the stores and it's your turn, go try on something you wouldn't be caught dead in. Just to be different. Do what I did. Delegate. It made me a nervous wreck, but it was an adventure. You don't have to do it for the rest of your life. Give it over one day. That's a way of... Try a new food, even if it makes you close your eyes. Have that little smidge of fruitcake. Because it's adventure and spirit... is fluid, spirit is constant movement, and loves adventure. So try something new.
That sounds great. That's for 2008, too, you know. It's going to be my mantra. What about you, Pamela? Do you have any thoughts for our listeners?
I just think everyone should just be who they are and don't be who others want them to be. And then that takes less stress off of them. Stressful trying to be something that you're not. But just be who you are and love who you are and enjoy life. It's really simple. We make it more difficult. It really is simple. Just love who you are. Love life.
Oh, thank you. I want to send many blessings to our listeners. This is BBS Radio. And it's been a real pleasure to have this show, Ask Your Angels. This show is only a couple of months old, and already we have guests lined up through March. People have been very responsive to the show and very positive. I want to thank all of those who listen to this show. I want to thank all the callers who have called in so far since we started in October. We're kind of a baby for with BBS, and we're still, you know, I think we're still crawling. I don't think we've started walking yet. But be patient with us. There's a lot more coming, a lot of great shows coming, and I feel very blessed and fortunate to be working with BBS. And I just want to say to all of you, have a very, very happy holiday. But remember, we're going to be doing a Christmas show on that day. Don't know for sure exactly what it is, but it should entail, I think it's going to be something about getting ready for 2008 and New Year's, because, you know, New Year's is just right around the corner, and this is stipulating a lot of change, turning points for people, and just things to be aware of. So, okay, I just want to send many, many blessings and many, many thanks to everyone. Do you guys have a final word? Give your phone number one more time there, Nancy.
623-544-3304, mainstreetangel.com. And get out there and get yourself some beans and a rattle and shake it off before the new year. Have some fun.
Okay. And Pamela, how about you?
My website is www.allthatishealing.net, and my phone number is 480-695-7783, and have a great, safe holiday.
Okay, this is Mary Lou. My website is www.trustyourangels.com. My email address is mlc192@aol.com. I also have an email list where I send out a lot of notices about things going on. And if you email me at mlc@aol, we'll get you on that list. Many, many blessings to all of you. And please be safe. We love you. Take care. Bye-bye for now from Ask Your Angels.